live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So we're shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Yeah. Lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king. With lots of money and
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stettmiller.
Hey, everybody. It's James Martinez in California. Good afternoon, John. How are you feeling? Hope you're feeling better. Does that mean you're not fully back yet? What happened? You had a flat tire there.
Yeah. I've got my my twin brother sitting in for me today. By the way, I want to thank Robbie for sitting in for me Friday.
Yes.
I did not hear the program. How did it go?
He's an interesting perspective. He's an interesting guy that has some different insights. But, I mean, I'm always interested in everybody's different perception of a problem, even if it's maybe a little bit different. And his is a little bit different. I mean, we were speaking about the Paulson issue for quite a bit, having to do with whether or not that's real, whether it's not real. Mm-hmm. And he didn't think it was real or not. And frankly, anything can be made up in media and spun. So I don't know if it's real, whether it's fake or anything.
Well,
for it is the thing that interests me the most. What's the purpose of putting out something like that?
Yeah. Well, and I covered that and I put it on the republicbroadcasting.org website. Mm-hmm. And I simply put a note of my own up there. Don't know. This is unconfirmed. Damned
right.
If we do, damned if we don't.
Right.
If it turned out to be true, well, then we scooped it. If it was false, well, then it's Christopher Story and his merry band of renown in England spreading outright lies. Now, Christopher Story said he checked this thing out front to back. His sources confirmed it. Either Christopher Story is a liar or his sources are a liar or the whole group of them is a liar.
Or maybe the media effects of just media in general has been designed to, you know, misdirection. Who knows? It could be a number of things.
Well, and for a man though to put out a story knowing that it's false means the end of any credibility he might have. So there was a lot of risk behind that. Mm-hmm. But hey, I see a lot of risk going on the general politics of the 2008 campaign. Folks,
I could only imagine how you were staring in front of the TV watching this thing go down.
Well, my wife watched the Fox debates that didn't include Ron Paul. I did not because I didn't want to give Fox News the numbers. I knew he wasn't going to be on there. He was on ABC and not particularly happy in the forum that they had. Ron Paul is not an indignant politician, and basically he allowed them to gang up on him and basically laugh him off the stage. Not a good thing.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And Ron needs to reach down deep inside and, pull up.
They're getting dirty now.
Well, he needs to pull up that part of him, and we all have it inside, folks. You know, that darker side, you know, the one that we always keep in reserve. But it's part of human nature, and it's part of our fight or flight syndrome.
Right.
Okay. And if you don't understand that, then you don't understand human nature. You know, there comes a time where you have to reach down in, touch that little dark side, bring up that of which you heretofore keep under wraps. It serves a good purpose. It's for survival. And right now, he's fighting for political survival, and he needs to touch that dark side just a little bit and whack these boys right where they need to be whacked, wherever that is. We'll leave it to
absolutely.
Mr. Paul's discretion.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be right back, folks.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Speaking of Ron Paul, James, by the way, you've got a mug coming your way.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It's being shipped out today. At any rate, Houston Chronicle ran this short article, snubbed by Fox. Paul holds his own in a New Hampshire forum. And unfortunately, now, Saturday on ABC, he was included in the presidential debate. Sunday, he was not by Fox News. And we'll dispel that FAUX. By the way, my wife has compiled a list of sponsors to that debate. We will be posting that on the website. We're going to ask people to make calls to these people and air your opinions accordingly. But be polite, be succinct, and be brief. These people don't have a whole lot of time, so make your opinion known. And folks, please, and I beg of you, when you call up and you run off at them like the redheaded stepchild, you're easily dismissed, okay, right out of the chute. If you're angry, you're using expletives, you're screaming into the telephone, whatever the case may be, you are just written off as a wingnut.
Yeah, you don't even make it to the producer's desk.
No,
some assistant erases that as soon as they hear it.
That's right, and you're promptly dismissed. So. And folks, I've cautioned you and urged you before to use restraint. What these people have got in their camps are the stinkers. We have the thinkers. Demonstrate that you can think. Put one foot in front of the other. String your sentences together in a cohesive, logical, and let's say less barbaric manner.
Yes, now, I know a lot of mind, superior attitude.
There you go. I know a lot of you are angry. And I know a lot of you are to the point where you don't know whether to crap go blind or wind your wristwatch. And that tells you how old that saying is, before they had electronic watches. but at any rate, please, folks, use some discretion and demonstrate to these people that you're not a bunch of just disconnected yahoos out there. Let me just leave it at that. The story.
Yeah, there is that formation of like kind of the idea that a lot of the Ron Paul supporters are nutcases and all that. I'm like, oh, who started that? I don't think that's true at all.
Well, I'll tell you something. I wasn't going to get into this on this program. I was going to do it in the later program I do on the network. But University of Oklahoma this morning on C-SPAN, and I knew this was coming. And who this was for was Michael Bloomberg. Now, he ran as an independent. He's now the mayor of New York. And I will stop there with the personal comments. I know a lot about this guy. And if you knew what I knew, I don't want to be derisive or divisive on this program. But I'm going to tell you what, they're cooking this thing up. And this was the start of it at the University of Oklahoma, that these debates don't have any substance. And although they did not name candidates, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Rudy Giuliani, doesn't matter. Ron Paul, it doesn't matter who is running for president. Their approach to this is that we have to take more of an intellectual approach to this, and this is how they're setting up Bloomberg to be the smart guy from the Big Apple. And who was in attendance to this thing was Bill Cohen, and a lot of these guys are ex-senators. Gary Hart, okay, CFR member that he is, New Worlder that he is, Chuck Hagel, Sam Nunn, Bob Graham, Mark White, that used to be the governor here of Texas, at least for, I think, one term or two terms at most. Christine Todd Whitman, Jim Leach was there. And again, folks, they called this the bipartisanship 2008 elections. Now, if you see the way this is shaping up, Hillary is presenting herself as being battle-tested. Well, that's only with arguing with her husband about Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah,
she claims
right.
to know about foreign policy. And if you check on a lot of the rhetoric she's throwing around, she had absolutely no input into any of these events. She was the first lady, okay? She wasn't the president.
She has marriage foreign policy.
Well, pillow talk, and it wasn't the pillow she was sharing with Bill. At any rate, they go after Barack Obama. Yeah, it needs to be one of bipartisanship and unity. But who the heck is Barack Obama? One-term senator. Yeah, he's got the gift of gab. Then we flip on the other side. We look at Mr. Huckleberry, which has a gift of gab. And the reason why this guy is so good at what he does is because this is what he used to do at church to make the coffers, you know, pass the plate and fill up the coffers. He can be very intimate and very believable, but that comes from a preacher's background, also being the ex-governor of Arkansas. So their complaint was, and I'll just make this short with my analysis of this, it is time for the thinkers to come in, because the problems we're facing in this country doesn't need political lip service. And if you're watching these debates, that's all that you're getting. You're getting a lot of emotional push-buttoning going on, and sound bites and a few attack ads are coming out. Basically, politics as usual. And that's what this boils down to, with the exception of Ron Paul. Now, Ron Paul wasn't mentioned by name during this debate. Anything that he's been talking about was not mentioned at this debate.
Okay, so as far as I'm concerned, when you tell me that, it's not a debate. If you're not talking about the serious issues that face the country and everybody's pocketbook and everything else, it's just fluff.
Well, one of the problems that Ron Paul has, and I like this guy a lot, Kent Snyder, but he's 26 years old. He was brought in as the campaign manager for Ron Paul when Ron Paul first got into this thing. This has far outstripped the capabilities of Mr. Kent Snyder. I am watching the commercials, which are pretty good, warm-up commercials, the radio ads, the television ads. But I'm going to tell you what. There needs to come a time here where these commercials are made to be subject-specific. What I'm talking about, you take 1 minute and you talk about the banking practices in this country. You talk about the net effects of the basic consumer out there or taxpayer and what it's doing to him. You spend a minute doing an ad for health care. Okay, he's a doctor. He's got the background. He needs to be more.
When they were standing, I'm like, they're talking about healthcare. Look, he's been in it 4,000 times or whatever.
Yeah.
Why aren't they talking to him? Mm-hmm. None of these other guys don't know anything about it.
And see, through an ad campaign, this is what you do, is you force those questions to the forum. That's what you do with this. Okay, right now they're talking about attack ads. Mitt Romney and McCain are going at it. Who gives a hoot? Who gives a snapper's damn here about the guy from Arizona? He's nothing. Okay, he's a war hero. No, he's all that, and he's been in the Senate. I won't say he's nothing. He's got notoriety, but he's not presidential material. Okay, and neither is Mitt Romney, as good as the 60-year-old looks. You know, his political experience basically, he was governor, but he learned all of his tricks from his daddy. Romney was a multi-governor out of Michigan. Okay, so this is kind of an inbred sort of a thing. But
yeah,
and again, this takes your attention away from the issues. Ron Paul is not making these issues clear. And this is what he should be doing, just absolutely hammering it and bringing these questions to the forum. Rather than him being laughed at, scoffed at, excluded, whatever, he needs to drive the issues. And this is a mistake that Kent Snyder is making right now.
Yeah, they need to. That's a good idea, doing a one-minute commercial prime time, just a direct hit with the month thing.
And you know,
right in the center,
yep.
60 seconds, boom.
And you know how much can be said in a 60-second ad? A lot.
Absolutely.
If it's issue-specific. What he's doing, and the danger he's running right now, is that he's mentioning, you know, healthcare, the banking, you know, the taxes and all this, and he's doing the shotgun approach. What people are going to start doing, if they're not already doing it right now, what they're going to be doing, I already heard that message, I'm tuning that out. He's brought the subject matter up, he's got to get more in detail and drive the forum, drive the issues, drive the questions, okay? Let me give an example here. This Houston Chronicle article that came out today. Manchester, New Hampshire, shut out of the GOP presidential candidate forum sponsored by Fox News. Ron Paul staged his own televised town hall meeting today in which he fielded questions from undecided voters 2 days before the key primary election. The Lake Jackson Republican congressman faced a range of questions from the audience of about 100 people in the public access television station several miles from where four other presidential contenders were to later participate in the Fox debate. 100 people at a public access television station.
Oh.
Give me a break. Paul responded to one participant who asked why he should choose the libertarian-leaning Texan over more mainstream GOP contenders such as Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee, saying he had been more consistent in his views than his rivals. He said, Paul, they are seen as flip-floppers. People look at my record and say he's a stick-to-his-guns guy. Well, he needs to be explaining why he's sticking to his guns a little bit more in depth. One voter noted that Paul was running hard-hitting ads that pledged a crackdown on illegal immigration. He suggested that the campaign promise would entail a beefed-up federal bureaucracy and would be inconsistent with Paul's philosophy of reduced government. Now, Paul said his plan would not mean more federal employees, but rather would bring home border guards now serving in Iraq. Asked about his views on the Arab-Israeli conflict, Paul suggested that he had been unfairly portrayed as anti-Semitic because he opposed the U.S. aid to Israel. The congressman said he would also block foreign aid to Arab countries, which would be of benefit to Israel. All right. 1 hour forum was choreographed to portray Paul in a positive light. He was introduced and questioned by his campaign chairman, Kent Snyder. On the other side of the studio sat his supporters, who clapped enthusiastically after each of his answers. End of story. All right. What does that say to you, James?
I say that he needs to think way smarter with smarter people around him, because he just needs 60-second commercials. He's got to – if he talked to me, I'll tell him exactly how to do it. I'll tell him exactly how to do it, how to embed it, how to stream it, how to say it, how to suggest it, all of it. He's, with 60 seconds of prime time and his money, he needs to be spending his money on that now. Right now to get people to modify their thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. And forgive me, I'm not here slamming Kent Snyder, because he's done a wonderful job so far. But the project has outstripped his capabilities. Okay, and that's no knock against the guy. You know, I tell people all the time, hey, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, I'm not the dullest, but I'm not the sharpest. I'm just a practical, common sense, logical approach kind of guy. And what do you really need in this world today? Well, you can have all the sense in the world, but if you have no practical applicability, what good is it? We'll be right back.
Absolutely.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Well, James, even the New York Times, which is Bloomberg's backyard, valiant championing person for the Wall Street Boys and everybody else, they were complaining that Charlie Gibson, that ran the ABC debate on Saturday, didn't do his job. Or as the Times put it, not by intervening more forcefully early on in the Republican debate. He allowed much of their discussion to remain.
Yeah, he looked like he, you know, when I was watching that, it's a good thing they brought that up, because I was looking at him like, this guy looks totally biased and he's putting his attention towards other people. And I looked at him like, what is this guy getting paid off to do? Because I didn't see a lot of interaction with Ron, and everybody pounced on him, and it almost looked like that was his job.
Yeah. And
that's from my perspective anyway. That's the first thing I thought.
And if you watch the debate, they were all sitting down. It was a more relaxed atmosphere, you know, like devil may care, whatever goes kind of a thing. And that's exactly how it was designed to be put out. Look, folks, a lot of you folks out there know what the problems are in this country. And I am telling you here and now that if we don't have somebody that drives the searing light of day and truth onto the issues that Ron Paul talks about, and you can already start to see, James, the net effect of Ron Paul being in this race, because they're starting to give lip service to some of the subject matter that he dwells on. but it's only lip service, no detail, and
right.
and especially
for their own ends.
Exactly.
It's for their own ends.
Yep. Exactly. You know,
let's use this guy's idea because he's got this huge following that we really are scared of. So let's talk about a couple of these things and bring them up. And then, yeah, that's basically right.
Well, and going back to the Michael Bloomberg thing, you know, here's the way I think see this thing setting up. And I've talked to a lot of people about this and some well-heeled money people. Okay. Now, what does that mean, folks? Well, just because somebody has money doesn't necessarily make them smart. There's a lot of money in this country that's old money that's simply handed down and not squandered and invested properly and, well, whatever. But you get the idea. It's the old silver spoon syndrome. But there are a lot of people that have made their wealth, even in this system, which is arbitrary to good ideas, fair market, you name it. It's just absolutely non-existent in this country anymore. And here is real big money that is taking a serious look at Mr. Paul, and they're saying, yeah, we need to have this guy as president. Mm-hmm. Now, if Ron Paul, and it doesn't look like he's going to get the nomination from the Republican Party, okay, having said that, if that is the case, where does Ron Paul go from here? Well, if he's serious about the presidential candidacy, being president of this United States, well, then the next logical move would be to run as an independent. Herein comes Michael Bloomberg to foul up the mess. More money he's willing to spend, and I'm sure he's going to be favored, let's say, and paid back for all of his personal expenditures. He's already stated that he's willing to spend 10% of his own wealth to run as an independent. That is only going to take place, I believe, if somebody is picked that is not a rock solid globalist for the presidency, doesn't see and kowtow to the status quo. But here's what I see as the real issue coming up. Michael Bloomberg being the extremely dark horse running as an independent for president in 2008, and I think Ron Paul invariably has to move in that direction. Because he is not, and I don't care if he finishes second or third from here on out, the GOP is not going to nominate this guy, okay?
Oh, absolutely not.
All right, so there's your scenario.
I want to ask you, how many primetime commercials have you seen with Ron Paul in them, primetime?
In Texas?
Yeah.
Zero.
Why is that?
Good question.
Look, I'm saying, I know some great media experts and so forth, and even Hollywood producers that could do a 60-second commercial completely pro him, but I don't see why that's not happening.
Not being
critical of his campaign, but maybe that's coming later. They're saving to do that, or I don't know.
I think a lot of people are geared right now looking. They already know what they have, but they're looking at wasted opportunity. Look. There's more than 1,000 Ron Paul meetup groups in this country. What could these meetup groups do locally with their money? Yeah, they could buy signs and bumper stickers and all that, but they could shop time in their local medias for Ron Paul, okay? You can run cable ads. You can run Time Warner and Comcast. You can buy commercial time on those networks very cheaply, and even place your ads wherever you want them to run. The point is that there's some serious money out there. They're willing to step forth, and I've read the campaign contributions. I have my little Bible out, and thanks to some people that arranged to get that into my hands so we don't run afoul of the elections process or, more specifically, campaign finances. Now, there's money out there. We have no coordinator. Now, this may smack to some people as control from the top down, where this is truly a grassroots movement. But the grassroots movement, they've got the boots, but they ain't got the bucks. Okay? Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of money that has been put into the Ron Paul campaign from all over the country, and that's a great thing. But the problem here lies, where is the exposure for Ron Paul and his ideas? You know, it's nice to have...
I can't believe it's not a huge in Texas in terms of television coverage.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you what, I didn't want to spend all this time on the Ron Paul issue, but I got a lot to say about this, folks. I've been doing my homework and talking to people behind the scenes on this, and this is a critical time for the Paul campaign.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
That song. This is actually a soundtrack on the Ron Paul Info Blitz. Oh, yeah, we're not going to take it anymore. Now, there's a Ron Paul. The reason I played that is because if you go to the site seekstress.com, Infobomb, Ron Paul InfoBlitz, January 26, 2008, worldwide, in a response to the ever-increasing marginalization of Ron Paul for President 2008 campaign by the so-called mainstream media, the exclusion of Ron Paul from participating in Fox's forum in New Hampshire on January 6, and the general continued disrespect for the people's airwaves, we're not going to take it anymore. Now, we are hereby calling upon Ron Paul supporters around the world to create the January 26, 2008 Ron Paul Info Blitz on this day, a week before Super Tuesday. It is our intent to educate and inform as many people as possible in one day about Ron Paul, his candidacy, and the reasons to elect him. And they're saying what you can do. Well, here's some tips. organize your local Ron Paul meetup to participate in this event. There's 1,000 groups out there right now, folks. Talk to your friends and neighbors about Paul. Call your local radio talk show host programs. Write letters to the editor, to local print media, and see if they'll print them. Offer to speak at local civic groups or other types of gatherings about Ron Paul. Hang signs, pass out literature, make phone calls, be creative, spread the word far and wide. And you can look for updates on this page as the project gains strength. There is a site, they've got links on this, so go to www.seek, I guess this is Tress, not stress, seektress, seektress.com/infobombhtm, and get involved in that. Now,
Go back to why the question is why there's not major TV in Texas on Ron Paul.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What I think is a disbursement of money. He's got $20 million in his war chest, and I think they're concentrating right now. They concentrated ads in obviously Iowa and New Hampshire, but he's got a lot of money, and I think
there's got to be a strategy I'm missing, but
I'm just
surprised that it's not, that's a big state with lots of people there.
Well,
so it's important. And plus, he's from there.
Yeah. Well, and as I got into it with the editor of the Austin Un-American Statesman as to their lack of coverage for Ron Paul, I was promptly hung up on.
Hung up for that.
Sure. There's a lot of people. Look, my argument was.
It's that scary, huh?
Look, my argument was that there is not a whole lot of people even in Texas. You know, we comprise the landmass of about 4 of your regular U.S. states, okay? It's a big place. And there are still people in this state that don't know who Ron Paul is.
Wow.
You know, here's people that were disconnected from politics for so long, they don't even know that he's a congressman for the 14th district here in Texas. And that is a shame. But I'm sure the strategy, you know, you asked the questions why we didn't have the ads here in Texas. I think they're trying to strategize and spend the money where these primaries are taking place. By the way, this is the primaries that he's being frozen out of.
Right.
Okay. And then we're relegated to going to a cable access television station with 100 people. Oh, boy. You know, I mean, that everybody was aware of that little meetup. But, yeah, there is a problem here. And I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time in the future railing about Fox. That's an obstacle that's been put in the way. What's the solution to the problem is more important to ask rather than grousing endlessly about Fox News freezing this guy out. We all know that Fox News is the neocon network. They're all there for the continued occupation and war in the Middle East. And if you have any doubt about that, then you have been asleep, and I invite you to keep watching Fox and don't listen to programs such as this. I don't want to interrupt your sleep, okay?
Right.
Go back to sleep, sweetie.
Right.
So,
yeah.
At any rate, you know, it's big. The time is now to really strategize for this, and there is no political strategist that is working for the Ron Paul campaign. This guy...
There's no political strategist?
No. No, there's not. And he is swimming with the sharks.
Sharks? That's way beyond that. Sharks, but that's a good start. But why is that not in place, the strategist? You need that more than anything.
Well,
right now.
Like I just explained earlier, how this campaign started out, and you heard Paul initially saying that, look, I am amazed that I have got this much support, grassroots support. It's the same crew that's been on the ground since the start of this that is now trying to herd cats, if you will, on this presidential campaign. The importance of this and the experience of the people who were involved initially in this campaign is outstripped them. Okay, go ahead, throw your guppy into a pool of sharks,
exactly.
I'll tell you what. Political strategist, I mean, all you have to do, and you know this better than anybody, James, how these ads are constructed, how the emotional impact of a 30 or 60-second ad is designed to grab your attention. So there is a lot of thought that goes into this. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John McCain, the Huckleberry from Arkansas, it doesn't matter, Mitt Romney, they all have their campaign strategist, okay? Ron Paul does not.
I did not know that.
Yes. And there's part of the problem.
Okay.
All right.
That's huge. I didn't realize that. I thought that it was behind the scenes and there was strategy going on.
No.
Oh, my God.
No,
that needs to be done like yesterday.
No, I'll tell you how much strategy is behind this. I had, and I'm serious about this, I had some well-heeled people that says, look, we know that we need Ron Paul in there to keep driving the issue about the banking and the credit system in this country. And we're willing, get this, to put up at least $100 million into this guy's campaign. But you know what? I can't even get the phone number to Ron's wife. Okay, there are people sitting here right now in Austin, Texas, that can get me to Ron Paul and his wife. And they're
okay,
not
everybody that's listening to this, John, you're exactly right. I'm starting to see. I didn't even realize that there was a missing link behind the scenes because I was presuming right now if we're fighting for our freedom that we've got to be superior mind, superior attitude. Somebody's got to step up to the plate and is going to get organized immediately. Immediately.
It's almost worse than that because when I sit and I tell somebody to their face that I've got a group of people that are willing to put $100 million into this guy's campaign because they know if he is not in the Oval Office in January of 2009, you can kiss this country goodbye. Okay? When you sit and have a conversation like that and you're given the skeptical look, which I don't blame the individual for doing it, because if I was sitting in that chair and I had somebody sitting across my desk and said, well, look, you know, we've got some failures here, but the solution to getting the Ron Paul message out is a lot of money and well-placed. See,
absolutely.
Part of this smacks from the grass bottom-up grassroots movement that somehow there'll be control from the top down. And, folks, let me tell you something. That kind of strategy, grassroots, is great for winning guerrilla warfare, hiding in the bushes, popping out and ambushing your enemy. But that's one or two at a time. What you've got to attack is the whole philosophy and the idea behind what is going on in this country today.
And you've got to be able to, I'm just putting this out there for the Ron Paul staff, television, media effects on consciousness, all of those things play a part in the upcoming election. You're watching slick, well-thought-out commercials for other candidates that are designed to alter your thinking, alter your opinion, reinforce ideas that are obsolete, reinforce things that are complete, total lies. Then they're using misdirection with one, the such and such candidate says this, and then 2 minutes later, such and such candidate said this, and this is not true. All this nonsense. Ron Paul people, you need to step up to the plate. You've got to be able to get some strategy in there, and you've got to get organized now. Now,
well, and this is and folks, I do not go into politics. Okay, I have stayed as far afield from political discourse as I could possibly get, and this is the only time that I've jumped in that political arena. James.
For me, this is about the money.
Yeah.
This is about Ron Paul. I mean, everybody's got financial problems. If you're listening to the show, which a lot of people are all over the world, even in the United States, and there's financial issues that you're dealing with, the only person that's really for you that has any resolution to help you and think it through is Ron Paul. The rest of them, they don't care. They don't care at all. None. Nothing. Zero. You think you have financial issues now? Just take a look at what's going to happen in the next 6 months. You're really going to feel it.
Yeah. And
it's, for some of you, have never even been politically out there, have gotten and voted. I know that there's people out there that are listening that have never even followed up to do that. Younger people, students perhaps. Now is your time to get involved.
It is. I mean, and whether, you know, I've heard the complaint over the years, oh, gosh, it's so complex and it's so convoluted and it's, well, have you tried getting brochures and canvassing your neighborhoods, your meetup groups out there? You've got 1,000 meetup groups spread across this country. And these are volunteers. Now, we know that you're not political strategists. We know that you're not rolling in money. we know you don't like what you're seeing out there, and you're trying to support the guy that you think is going to address and shine the, as I said, the searing light of truth on the real core problems of this country. But we've got to do a better job. We have got to use our imaginations, use what money we do have, and the passion is there, because we all know what the situation here is in this country is right now. It is not good. It is not going to get any better. It's going to get a whole lot worse. So, you know, passion is a great motivator. But what can these meetup groups, if they are funded with money, with real money, to do what they need to do to draw attention to this guy? You know, as I said, the Fox News, F-A-U-X News, banishment here of Mr. Paul, okay, that's a problem. But is it insurmountable? No, it is not. That's why I'm suggesting that these ads, specific ads, that are going to fuel the questions on the forum, more people across this country learning who Ron Paul is all about and what he stands for. You know, if I hear one more time, you know, certain cliched, repetitive messages that keep being repeated, I'm sick of hearing them. I know that they're true. I know what Ron Paul stands for. I know who the guy is. But when you don't have that imagination, you don't have that incisive, how do we get the best bang for our buck idea? There's when you start fought and this is politics, folks. This is not a milk room, back room kind of a deal. The sharks are out. They're swimming around. You can see them. But a lot of people wouldn't recognize a shark from the proverbial minnow if the shark took a big chunk out of their backsides. They just don't know. Your meetup groups out there, how about contacting the other meetup groups? How about deluging C-SPAN with their morning talk shows? How about going into radio shows? How about you organize on your own level with what you have the most of, and that's brain trust? You got the passion. You got the ideas. Organize them and start making effects. Start looking Absolutely. At this as a do-or-die situation, and then tell me what you're going to come up with. That's where this Absolutely. Is at right now.
Absolutely. When your people are designing commercials, whether it's locally, nationally, those commercials have to be pattern interrupts. They've got to interrupt the patterns normally associated with when you watch the TV or the transmission. This new trance, you interrupt their pattern. You've got to come up with something that is poignant, to the point, that alters your thinking, alters new people's thinking that maybe not even have heard of Ron Paul. You've got to start activating that right now.
You know, I mean, even on issues, when these guys are talking about this great democracy, you know, if I was his campaign manager, I would say, you know, Ron, when you hear that, you need to go in there, pull out that machete and start slicing and dicing, because this is a republic. This is a constitutionally limited republic, not a democracy. And if you don't understand that, Mr. or Mrs. whoever you are running for the presidency, then you sure as hell don't meet the criteria to be the president of this country, because you don't even understand what form of government we're supposed to have. See, these are the things that he needs to start doing. He needs to draw this issue back to himself. And rather than him being on the defensive, he needs to go on the offensive.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot like now. They probably made him feel like his presence is not wanted. They've attacked him personally.
You think?
I mean, from what? But he may be thinking those things, but he needs to alter his way of talking. Yep. He's very polite. Everybody else will stomp all over him.
Yes, and that's exactly what they did on that forum on ABC on Saturday. I shouldn't say enraged or angry, but I felt for this guy because I know who and what he is and what he does stand for. And to watch him be politically ganged up along with the host of that little forum,
right.
I was fit to
yeah.
be tied.
When I saw that, I shut it off. I didn't watch it anymore because I knew that with millions and millions and millions of people watching that people made decisions early just on that, mm-hmm. just on that little event mm-hmm. right there.
Mm-hmm.
That changed a lot of people's thinking
sure it did.
About him.
Sure it did.
And that was a disaster. as far as I'm concerned.
You're absolutely right. And see, this is the subject matter we should be talking about. Okay, and I don't want to pick on Ron Paul because, you know, Ron Paul's not a perfect person. I have yet to meet a perfect person in my lifetime. I see characteristics and attributes of one person over another. You know, folks, you know what I'm talking about. But when you're going for the entire game here, the end game scenario has to be as such that, you know, I'm going to take the gloves off here. I'll be polite, but I'm going to be forceful. I'm going to drive my points home, and nobody is going to walk on me. Because walking on me, what I've made my campaign about is the Constitution. So what are they going to argue about? How are they going to undercut him? They're having a field day with him right now on his foreign policy remarks. They're just having an absolute field day. Oh, sit down and shut up. You're just a congressman, and you don't understand foreign policy.
Right.
I'm looking at this going, wait a minute. Isn't this why in the midterm elections, all you people out there put your Democrats in Congress and the Senate? It's because you wanted the troops home, not next year, not in 2013. By the way, this is how long this is going to run out. Every one of these Democrats has said this. You know, these people ran on a platform that we're going to get the troops out of Iraq immediately. No, 2013, and then we'll see. Folks, this is not just for all the marbles politically for a presidential campaign. It's for this country and its literal survival. That's what's at stake. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
We'll be right back.
in any reach.
I'm glad you brought that up, John, because, you know, when I did watch the debate and I saw that little gang up thing when Ron Paul was, that was a major hit right there.
Yeah.
And I just shut it off at that point, but so I'm glad we talked about it because it's far from over. But and I'm glad you've brought up those other issues as well that are relevant because they all have to do with our finances and our future. So
absolutely.
A whole reevaluation should begin now in terms of how he's going to play things out. So it's good that you brought that up.
Yeah, I mean, folks, if you take a look at the majority of the underlying problems in this country, if you really look at the underlying problems in this country, it comes down to finances. How did we get into this boat? Well, we've repeated it on this program ad nauseum. It's mm-hmm. the banking practices, the credit system. That is the major flaw that is correctable in this country and needs to be addressed and not just given lip service, but it needs to be changed immediately. It should have been changed. It should have never happened in this country once that it was done by our Congress putting the lifeblood of this country into private hands. That should have been repealed almost immediately. You're seeing the net result of that now. You hear about inflation, you hear about joblessness, you hear about global governance, you hear about all of these things. Trace it back to the money masters.
That is correct.
All right.
Absolutely.
So, you know, let's quit pretending here. Let's mm-hmm. look at this objectively, what needs to be done. That's why there's people with big money that want to back Ron Paul, but I can't even get to the guy. I mean, he was on another radio interview. I call, I'm told, well, he's booked up until February. How many people that listen to this network every single day are diehard Ron Paul fans? Okay? But yet I can't get the guy scheduled to get on my program on this network.
We'll have to remedy that situation.
I've got the conduit here for large donations from people that understand that this man must be president in January of 2009. So let's keep playing the game, folks. Let's make ourselves feel real good by having a commonality here, that we understand some basic problems. That's all great and that's all fine and dandy. That's part of the grassroots. But where does it go from there? That's
yes.
the question.
That's really what matters. I think everybody that has contacted me or emailed me through this program regarding your own finances, it's not only about you reconstructing your financial life, but it's about you reconstructing the people that are going to be your leaders, not your misleaders, but your leaders as well. So it's not just you getting rid of all your credit card debt and unsecured debt and so forth. It's about altering the playing ground in which these scumbags have ruined your life. Yeah, I said your life, because most of you are calling in with sometimes over $100,000, $200,000 of unsecured debt, and it's ruined your life. Some people, your marriages have ended. Some people, you've lost your businesses. All of this has occurred as an infrastructure, and you guys are media casualties, all of you.
That's
and if
right.
you want change in this country, you're going to have to go for it in other ways than just helping yourself. You're going to have to help each other.
You know, 80% of the universities in this country, ladies and gentlemen, don't make a requirement for you to take government classes or American history and to be tested on that to graduate from their colleges. 80%. 80%. They're just grooming you for something else. What is that? The core issues of this republic stand today as they did back in 1778. You decide. Call James. You got the credit card stuff that's just sitting there nagging you? 877-331-0626. And to hear the recorded message, dial 888-213-7655. James?
Alrighty, John. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hang in there, my friend. We'll see you all tomorrow back here on Cashflow, folks. John Stadtmiller, James Martinez. With recent